Really been enjoying our time of prayer together, and we got the lights turned down. This isn't something new that we're going to start doing, trust me. We're going to pray tonight, and sometimes, you know, without the bright lights, for some of us, it's easier to pray, but this isn't something we'll be doing all the time, so don't get worried. But tonight, I just want to talk just a little bit about prayer and getting a hold of God and spending time with God. I feel like we live in a day and age that prayer is becoming less and less important. And there is no way to be a Christian without prayer. You can be a good person. You can obey the law. You can do right stuff. But being a Christian means that you know Jesus. It means that you are, the word Christian literally means a reflection of being Christ-like. And in order for that to happen, you have to have a relationship with Jesus. You have to know him. It says in Acts 6 and 4, it says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." 1 Peter 4 and 7 says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." That there's something about it that when you begin to pray, that God, it's something that God requires us to do. In Matthew 7, they say, "Haven't we cast out devils? Haven't we done many wonderful works in your name?" When you think of people that cast out devils, you think of somebody that's, they must have it together, you know. If you think of somebody that has spoken tongues and done all and prophesied, you think of somebody that must have it together. But Jesus looked at these people that could cast out devils. He looked at these people that could prophesy and be used in the gifts. And he said, "I don't know you. I have no idea who you are." So that means that it is capable to be used of God. It is capable to, you are capable of feeling God. You are capable of coming to church and being in the presence of God without knowing him. And so we have to know him. We have to have a relationship with him. We have to make sure that, you know what, that what I do with my life, that I spend time with him. It is important that we pray. And if we pray, we want to make sure that the prayer time that we have is meaningful. You know, we can't pray all day, every day. The Bible talks about praying without ceasing. You can live in a state of prayerfulness. You can live in a state of keeping your mind upon God, even when you're at work. But to be able to just simply pray all day long, I love my wife, but if we were at dinner and I prayed the whole time through dinner, I might be in trouble by the end of the afternoon. You know, we can't just pray all the time. They're. So when we do have an opportunity to pray, we have to be able to take advantage of it. We have to make it the best prayer time that we can have. Now, I've had prayer time that it felt like I mailed it in. It was like I wrote a letter and I put it in the mail and I hope God found it somewhere, somehow, some way. I've had prayer time that it was like a text message and I knew he got it, but there wasn't a whole lot of depth to it. There wasn't a whole lot of meaning to it. It was just simple and there wasn't a whole lot to it. You know, this past week, my parents were able to come through. And it's one thing to be able to talk to someone that you care about on the phone. You know, it's one thing to be able to communicate with them. You can talk to them. You can have good conversation. But it's different when that person is in your presence. It's different when that person is there and you can talk to them and you can spend time with them and you can grab a hold of them and give them a hug when they leave. There's something about that that is more personable. And it's easy for our prayer lives to be like mailing a letter or sending a text, or even if it's a really good one, it might even be like a phone call. But very seldom do we really get into the presence of an Almighty God. The thing is everybody in this room can get into the presence of God. Everybody in this room knows how they can, because if the music is just right, I've watched people in this church as you've gone to deep places in God with tears, weeping, and sobbing come down your face. If the preaching is just right, if the word is ministered just right, you know how to get to deep places in God. If everything is lined up and everything is good, and it can bring you and draw you into a place where it is a deep move of God in your life. So you can get there. You've seen yourself do it. But what would happen if you could get there all by yourself? What would happen if you didn't need the perfect lineup of music for you to be able to delve into the deep places of God? What would happen if you didn't have to have the perfect sermon that was preached, that would minister right to your need, that would be able to pull at all the heartstrings just right, where you could step off into that deep place where God could move and flow in your life? What if that was something that God could do throughout the week? What if it was something that you didn't have to wait till church to come and wait for that moment in time? That I'm not saying you don't need church, but what would happen if you showed up and you were already on fire and God had already worked what he wanted to do in your life and it wasn't about you anymore, but it was about him and blessing somebody else? Does that make sense? There was a year of my life that I really wanted to get close to God. I did everything that I knew that I'd been taught to do. I did everything that people had said that I was supposed to do. You know, I was never taught to pray. We just went to prayer meeting and I listened to other people pray, you know. And so I prayed like everybody else prayed and tried to, and I'd been around great men of God, and I would sneak in and listen to them pray and then try to. And I just, here it was after a year of my life. I remember I was sitting there in January, and I didn't feel any closer to God than I'd felt December the 31st the year before. And I was depressed. I had been trying. I was evangelizing. I knew that I was trying my best to be what God wanted me to be. I was working hard at it. But I didn't feel any closer to Jesus at the beginning of that year as I did at the ending of the year before. And I finally started asking questions. God, I've got to get closer to you. I can't be satisfied with this. I could pray an hour, and I'd pray an hour and a half. I could pray 2 hours, and I could get up and leave. And I felt like I talked to God, but I didn't feel like I'd really, really been with God, if that makes sense. And so I begin to try to find a way. God, I've got to figure out how I can find you and spend time with you. And so I was talking to one of my elders in my life, and I began to tell him, I said, I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. And he told me, he said, what's the problem? I said, I don't feel any closer to God than I did the year before. And he said, here's what's happening. And he began to say, when you pray, he says, you pray almost the same prayer every day. I said, yeah. He said, you can probably pray the same prayer verbatim every day for a solid hour. I said, yeah. You cover the same needs and the same problems every day. You cover the same stuff. At about the same time, you switch gears. I had a playlist on my phone that walked me through my prayer time. And when that song changed, I knew I was moving on to a different subject and a different time. And it helped me work it out. And I thought if I prayed for an hour every day that it would work. And so here I am trying to do that. And it just didn't seem like I was getting anywhere. And he explained it to me like this. And this might seem juvenile to you. It might seem simple to you. But when you walk into a house and you're looking for somebody, I talked a little bit about it last night. If you walk into your house and you're looking for somebody in that house, and you walk into the foyer and you call for them and you don't find them, you can walk into the living room and you call for them and you look for them. And if they're not in the living room, you might walk into the kitchen and you might call for them and you might look for them. And if you don't find them in the kitchen, you might walk into the back bedroom and check the bedroom where they might be and call for them and look for them. When you're looking for somebody, you try to find out where they are. Try to locate where they are and try to find them where they are at that place. Now, you can have a conversation, but if you're yelling through 5 or 6 walls, you're not going to get a whole lot done. But if you can find out where they are and you can get into their presence, there's something different about that kind of communication. And so I began to change the way that I prayed. It wasn't just running through my list of everything that I needed to pray for. It wasn't just me running through all the things. I knew when I was supposed to pray for my family. I knew when I was supposed to pray for my friends. I knew when I was going to pray for my church. I knew when I was going to pray for my health. I knew when I had it all lined up. And finally, I just threw it out and said, all right, God, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look for you. And when I find you, that's where I'm going to stay. Now, have you ever been praying and you come in and you might ask for repentance? That's the way I start. It's like I walk into the foyer and I might worship him for a while, but sooner or later, I'm going to get to repentance. I'm going to begin to talk to God about my life and begin to ask God for forgiveness and trying to make sure that everything's all right in my life. So, you start, and have you ever started praying and you start working through your list of things to pray about, and you get to a certain subject, you get to a certain place. You might be praying about your children. You might be asking God for forgiveness. You might be worshiping God. You might be in a moment of just speaking in tongues. You might be in a moment of just silently sitting there and enjoying the presence of God. But at that moment in time, it's like when the Bible said that God came and stood close to Samuel when he spoke to him. It seems like all of a sudden it's like God steps into your prayer time. It's like you feel him come close. You've been praying about this and that and this, and then all of a sudden at one moment in time it's like, oh wow, yeah, okay. And it's like you feel God. It's like God steps close. It's like, okay, we're praying about a certain situation, and all of a sudden you really feel the presence of God. But the problem is I've got more to pray about, so instead of staying at that place, I move on to the next place. And then I move on to the next place. And I move on to the next place. And I talk to him about another situation, and I talk to him about something else that's going on in my life. Has anybody ever done that before? That you're praying along and you're praying and you're talking to God, and it just seems like God just, whew, like, ooh, that felt good, huh? Yeah, okay, man, I'm getting somewhere. And then, whew, and it's like, okay, what's happening here? What's going on? As we work through our list, as we work through our list of things that we've got to pray about. And it was like for a moment in time that God came and he was there and he was close, and then all of a sudden we've moved on and God's saying, but this is where I really want to be today. If I come in to pray and God wants to deal with me about my life, but I want to talk to him about somebody else's life, what have I just done? If I come in to pray and God wants to spend time with me praying about somebody else's situation, but I'm more worried about praying about my own situation, if he's in a room over here wanting to talk about somebody else's problems, but I'm in a room over here worried about my own problems, does that make sense? There's something about finding where God is and staying with him. All right, you've got your whole list of things to pray about. I understand that. We've all got plenty. But you can, what would you accomplish more if you found out where God is and you stayed there, or if you ran through your whole list? See, the key is getting to know him. And getting to know him means getting into his presence and spending time with him. But if I'm too busy to even stop and get into his presence and to find him, I'm not saying wasting our time praying. Any time kind of prayer is good. But what would happen if you could make that time, maximize the time that you're with him? What if when you walk in and you know where he is and you say, you know what, I've got 20 minutes today, but in those 20 minutes, God, I feel like God wants me to worship him. And you spend those 20 minutes worshiping God, close to him, feeling him, tears running down your face. And when you walk to your car on the way to work, you give him the list of everything that you need to do. What do you think you've accomplished more? If you spent that 20 minutes giving him your list, or if you spent that 20 minutes in his presence praying about what he wanted you to pray about and being where he wanted you to be? What have you accomplished more? And so when I begin to pray, it's like in my mind, and this might sound juvenile to you, but in my mind, it's like I walk into a house and I'm looking for him. And I might pray for a little bit, and I might start with forgiveness, and I just begin to pray, and I ask God to forgive me. God, forgive me. Search me. Change me, God. If there's anything in me that's not of you, God, I ask you to take it out of me right now. I just get honest with God. We talk about whatever it is he wants to talk about. Whatever he brings to my mind, we're going to be set there, and we're going to repent about it. And there are days that I never get past repentance. There are days that I just sit there and I get right with God, and I want to make sure that everything is right within me, creating me a clean heart, oh God. There are days that I'll come in and I'll begin to repent, and I've done my repentance, and it's okay, let's move on. And it's like I step into the living room and I just begin to worship God, and I begin to thank God, and there's no order to it, but I just begin to worship him and I begin to lift him up, and there are some days that that's where I find him, and I find that my prayer time is all about him, and it's just worshiping him and lifting him up. There are days that I walk in and I repent and I go through my worship time and I tell him how awesome he is and thank him for filling me full of the Holy Ghost and saving my family and my wife and being and helping us, and then I begin to pray for needs that are in my life, and all of a sudden it's like God comes close. And all of a sudden those needs become real, and it's like something's going on there. And it feels like the prayers that I'm praying are, and all of a sudden, and we spend that time talking about the needs and the things that are going on in my life. Sometimes I'll go past that, and all of a sudden I'll begin to start praying for somebody else. And all of a sudden, that'll become real. And all of a sudden, names will begin to flash through my mind. And I'll begin to think of different people. When you're praying and people's names begin to come into your mind, how about you start realizing, you know what? God might be trying to use me to pray for somebody else. And start praying for that person. And pray that God would be with them. You might not understand the situation, but if you're in the middle of prayer for praying for other people's needs and God, and you start thinking of people to pray for, pray for those people. Let God use you. Let the gift of God that he's wanting to use inside of you begin to flow. We're not talking about something crazy. We're talking about just sitting there praying for people, and all of a sudden you think about so-and-so, and you know what? I'm going to start praying for so-and-so. And there's been moment in time that I've repented, and I've worshiped God, and I've prayed for my needs, and all of a sudden I begin to pray for somebody else, and it's like God, whew. And there he is, and we begin to begin. All of a sudden, there's something deep and awesome as I begin to pray and touch somebody else's life. And there's been times that I've gone through that room, and I step into a room where I just begin to pray in tongues, and I just begin to speak in tongues and just begin to pray. And it's that moment in time that God comes close, and I find him at that moment in time. And as you begin to do it, as you begin to realize, I'm not here to run through my list. I'm here to spend time with him. I'm here to find him. That it becomes easier, that you don't have to spend time searching for him. That all of a sudden, it's like you just know that he's back here in the back bedroom. And today, that I need to pray some deep prayers, and I need to spend some time in tongues. And there's some days that you might walk in, and it's just like a solemn peace and a joy as you just sit in his presence, and just tears flow, and you don't even hardly say any words, and God moves and flows, but we spend all this time just running through our stuff when we could be spending that time in his presence. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? I'm not trying to talk crazy talk. I'm trying to help somebody. That instead of just running through our list, and for years I would just boom, 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 boom. I had for an entire hour, I could pray the same exact prayer every day. I was faithful with it. I could do it. I could sit here and quote you my prayer and look you straight in that, because I'd prayed that prayer so many times. But when I forgot about that prayer and I started focusing on finding him, it changed my relationship with him. When I quit worrying about what I was going to pray and started worrying about where he was in my life for that day, it changed my life. I can go to deep places in him like I've never been able to go in him. I can find him in ways that I've never been able to find him. And I don't need the perfect song. I don't have to be at a great conference. I don't have to have somebody to preach the perfect. Now, I still need that in my life. You're going to find me, somebody preach or a song played. You'll find me up here praying. Now, I'm not saying that replaces it, but I'm saying being able to find God for yourself. Allow him to minister to you all by yourself. that you know how to get to the deep places of God. You can find it. You've been there. But what would happen if it was something that you could do on a regular basis without anybody else? You got 30 minutes to pray before work. Don't worry about your list. Try to find where he is, where he's close, and stay there. Stay at that place. If he wants to deal with you about things that are going on in your life, don't worry about all the other prayers that you've got a whole list of things to pray. I understand that. Don't worry about those things to pray. You can mention them going on your way to the car. You can mention them on your... Find where he is and stay with him. We're going to pray just for a little bit. And I'm going to do it just like I would do. And I'm not going to do it as long. I'm just take a few minutes and I'm going to step into each room. I've done this in several different churches. I've done this on youth camp stages. And as we begin to pray, just open yourself up to it. If you've got the perfect way to pray for your life, I'm happy for you. Please teach me. I want to add anything that I can to my life. Anything that I can learn to help me get closer to God. This isn't the only way. This isn't the perfect way. This is just a way that's helped me get closer to Jesus. Because I was sick and tired of praying prayers that I felt like didn't even get through the roof. I was sick and tired of praying prayers that it felt like I wrote it all down and I sent it by the mail, Pony Express, and I just hoped that it made there. I wanted to pray prayers that I know when I left, it didn't matter if I had 20 minutes or an hour, when I left, I knew that I'd been with Jesus. That when I left, that I knew that I'd spent time in his presence. And so I begin to pray and I begin to change the way I pray. And if I got to a place in my prayer that I felt God come close to me, I forgot about everything else that I was praying about. Nothing else mattered. This is where I'm going to stay until I feel God release me. This is where I'm going to stay until I've got to get up and go to work. This is where I'm going to stay until my time of prayer is over. If this is where God wants to spend time with me, this is where I'm going to stay. Am I making sense? So we're going to begin to pray tonight. And this might not help anybody. This might not do anything for you. But as we pray, I'm going to work my way through each room in my life. And as you begin to pray, I want you to pray with me. And as we begin to pray, when there's going to come a moment in time, if you take this serious, that you're going to feel God different at that moment than you did at the other moment. That in this room over here, I know room, whatever, but when you're praying about this situation and you move on to this situation and all of a sudden you feel like that's where God is, I want you to remember that feeling. I want you to think about that. I want you to hold on to that moment in time and remember it, because it's at that place that you realize, and when I've done this before, we've been praying, and we'll start talking about repentance, and there might be a person over here that starts crying, and they start feeling the presence of God, and then we move on to worship, and I've seen people over here start feeling the presence of God and start really praying, and then we move on to praying for needs, and it's like, well, it's not that, and then all of a sudden this person starts feeling God, and it becomes, and they start getting a little bit more vocal. And then we move on to others' needs, and then it's like all of a sudden somebody over here starts praying. And because, see, what you've got to find out is God isn't in the same place for everybody in this room. You've got to find where he is in your life, what he wants to deal with you about, what he wants to use you in, how he wants to do something awesome in your life. And so as we begin to pray, when you feel God come and step close to you, I want you to remember that moment. Say, you know what? Okay, this makes sense. All right. Now, when you go to pray this week and you're spending time with God, and you might have 10 minutes, you might have 20 minutes, you might have an hour, you might be blessed to be able to pray an hour or an hour and a half, whatever's going on in your life, and you begin to realize, all right, I want to maximize the time that I have with him. God, I've got 20 minutes before work, and I've got to find you and spend time with you. I want to find you, and I want to make that time as good as possible. Amen? So we're going to take the next 20 minutes, and we're just going to pray. At 8 o'clock, I've got to be next door, and I'm going to pray for the SALT, the kids in the SALT group. But for the next 20 minutes, we're just going to begin to pray. And when God begins to deal with you, if we change subjects and God begins to deal with you about that subject, I want you to begin to remember that and I want you to mark it. Whoa, wait a minute. There's something different. We've changed veins and all of a sudden I feel it's like God came and stood close to me. It's like God showed up and he's right here by my side. And okay, this is where I need to focus on. This is what God wants to do in my life today. This is what I... Now, you can pray your prayer all day long. But what would happen if you're praying your prayer and all of a sudden God wants you to spend time praying for somebody else? And you take that 10 minutes that you've got and you pour into that moment in time and the prayers that you pray change the situation in their life? I was talking to a preacher the other day. Brother Cisco was at a church and they brought a lady down, wanted to pray for her. And he just stood there and he started praying. And all of a sudden, God, he began to speak in tongues. And he was praying in tongues as he prayed over this woman. And he got done and he went on about his way. And there were three ladies sitting on the front row and they came to him. They said, "Where in the world did you learn Arabic that good?" He said, "I don't know Arabic. I've never spoken Arabic in my life." He said, "You were speaking an old Arabic language. We caught most of it, but there were some words that we didn't know. We're going home to find out, and we're going to come back and tell you tonight what God was saying." He said that night when they came back, that they had it all written down, and they said, "This is what you said." They brought a woman that he did not know up, and he began to pray for this woman. He called her by name. He did not know her name. He called out three different issues that were going on in her life, and he said, "God, please touch these issues." And then he stopped and he walked away. We're not talking about something crazy. We're talking about somebody just allowing the presence of God to move and flow through them. As he was just speaking in tongues, as it was just a simple prayer. What would happen if you get to a place in your prayer and all of a sudden God puts somebody's name on your mind and you begin to speak in tongues over them and all of a sudden God begins to speak through you and speak something into existence, into their lives? I'm not talking about something you can't do. I'm talking about something that everybody in this room can do. I'm talking about something that everybody in this room can step into, that God can use you for the glory of his kingdom, that you can find God, that it's not something that you have to wade through to get into his presence, but you can begin to find, you can walk in and hey, I know where he is. I want to spend time here with him today. This is where I feel it. And instead of working for 15 minutes to find him, you can find him right when you walk in. It becomes something, it's close. It's something that you can feel. It's something that you're close to. You can find him at that moment in time, that instead of spending all that time waiting through all the stuff, that you can find where he is and be close to him. And you can go through the rest of your prayer. You can say the rest of your prayer in 5 minutes. You can say the rest of your prayer in 3 minutes. But what have you accomplished more if you find him and stay with him? Or if you run through your whole prayer? And it was eloquent, and it was beautiful, and you had great words, and you had things of wisdom to say. I want to find him, and I want to stay with him, and I want to be close to him. Lord Jesus, it's Jared. I come to you tonight, oh God, because I love you. I come to you tonight, oh God, because there is no other God in heaven above. It is only you. I come to you today, God, because you are worthy, you are great, and you are good, you are wonderful, and you are mighty. I come to you today, oh God, because I want to know you and I want to be close to you. God, that your spirit would move and flow in my life, Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you, God, for all of your goodness and all of your mercy, God. I want to thank you for everything that you've done in my life. I want to thank you for filling me full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to thank you for giving me a wife and a healthy son, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for the job that you've given me, the church that you allow me to be a part of. I want to thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. God, I want you to know tonight, Lord Jesus, that you are worthy and you are great and you are good. You're my Alpha, you're my Omega, you're my beginning and my ending. God, I want you to know tonight, Lord Jesus, that you are my everything, Jesus. You're my Father, you're my Lord, you're my God, you're my Savior, Lord Jesus. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
God, I love you, Jesus. I worship you, oh God. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I exalt you. I lift you up, oh God. Lord, I want you to know, Lord Jesus, that there is nobody like you, Jesus. I want you to know, Jesus, that there is nobody else like you, Jesus. Lord, that you are my everything. You are my everything. You are my everything, Jesus. Lord God, I come to you tonight, God, because I'm human. I come to you tonight, Lord Jesus, because I'm not always everything that I should be, God. Lord, I have weak moments in time. I have weak moments in my life, God, that I don't always stand as tall as I hoped that I would have stood. So tonight, God, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to forgive me of every thought, every word, every action, every sinful desire. I ask you to forgive me of every thought, God. Anything that I've seen or heard that might not be of you, Lord Jesus. God, I want you to cleanse me. I want you to walk the corridors of my heart tonight, oh God. If there be anything in me, oh God, that's not of you, Lord Jesus, I want you to take it out. I want you to cleanse me, God. Lord, there's nothing in my life that is off limits, God. Lord, if there's something in my life that might be a weight that would so easily beset me, God, God, bring it to my attention. Give me the strength, oh God, to lay it down. Give me the strength, oh God, to walk away from it. If there's something that might destroy me in my future, oh God, Lord, that you would help me, God, to separate myself from it. Lord, that your spirit would move and flow in my life. God, that you would forgive me, God, that you would cleanse me. God, that there wouldn't be anything inside of me that would separate me from you, God. Lord, that if there's anything in me, oh God, that would hinder your will and your way in my life that would cause me to be unsaved, God, I want you to forgive me. Forgive me of every sin that I know that I've committed, and forgive me of every sin that I don't know. God, that your spirit would move and flow in my life, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I ask you right now, God, that you would be with my family. Lord, that you would walk with my family, oh God, that you would protect us, that you would keep us, oh God. Lord, that your spirit would move and flow in our lives, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that you would keep your hands upon us, oh God, that you would watch over us. Lord, that you would put a hedge of protection around our lives, oh God. Lord, I plead the blood upon my family's life, Jesus. I plead the blood upon my wife. I plead the blood upon my children, God. Lord, that you would watch over my boys, Jesus. Lord, that you would watch over my children, God, that you would watch over my unborn son, God, that he would be healthy. God, that everything would be all right, Lord Jesus. Lord, that this pregnancy would go good, that you would give my wife strength, oh God, that you would give her help, oh God, that your spirit would move and flow. God, that you would give me direction, oh God. Lord, that you would help me to be the man that you would want me to be, that you would help me to be the husband that you would want me to be, the father that you would want me to be, the man of God that you desire of me to be, that you would lead me and guide me in the paths of righteousness for your namesake, oh God. Lord, you see the situations that are going on, God. Lord, I pray that you would touch them, God, that you would give me strength. Lord, that you would anoint me and use me for the glory of your kingdom, that you would stir up the gifts that are within me, oh God, that you could use me for your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would give me discretion, oh God. Lord, that you would help me, Lord Jesus, that you would give me wisdom, Lord God, whether to turn to the right or to the left, to go forward or to go backward, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would anoint me and use me for the glory of your kingdom. God, that you would help me to be sensitive to your voice and your spirit, oh God. Lord, that you would help me to follow after you all the days of my life. Lord, that my last breath would bring you glory, God. Lord, that my life would be a living example of what you would want me to be, Jesus. Lord, that you would give me confidence, boldness, and authority, God. That you would help me to be a soul winner and a witness, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would help me to love people the way that you love them, God. That you would help me, oh God, to walk in your paths, Lord Jesus. That I would lay aside every weight and every sin, oh God, and that I would run the race that is set before me. God, that you would help me, that you would lead me and guide me, that you would give me direction, oh God. Lord, that your will and your way would be done. God, that you would help me, God. Lord, that I would make the right decisions in my finances, Lord Jesus. Lord, that the things that I need to purchase, the big decisions in my life, God. Lord, that you would help me, God, to know what I'm supposed to do. That you would help me, God, in every decision of my life. That you would help me, God, that I wouldn't make the wrong decision, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would lead me and guide me, oh God, that you would help me in Jesus' name. Lord, you see every person in this church, God, that is hurting and in pain. God, I ask you, God, that your spirit would move and flow in this place. God, I ask you to touch every home, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you to step into the lives of the people in this room, oh God. You see every broken heart. You see every hurt. You see every pain. Lord, I ask you to touch the marriages, oh God, that are under fire. I ask you, oh God, to wrap your arms around the people that Satan is trying to destroy their homes. I bind every devil, every demon, every spirit in hell that would come against the homes in this church right now in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would touch every sickness, oh God, that you would touch every disease, that you would touch every pain. God, that you would touch every spirit of depression that has come against people, oh God, that there would be a liberty, oh God, that there would be a peace, that there would be anointing and an anointing upon them, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Lord, that your will and your way would be done, Jesus. Lord, that you would watch over the children of this church, oh God. Lord, as they walk the corridors of their school, Lord Jesus, that you would put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, that you would watch over them, that you would keep them, oh God. Lord, as the schools try to indoctrinate them, oh God, that they would know truth. Lord, that you would protect them and watch over them, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would watch over the men as they go to their jobs, oh God. Lord, you see the danger that is on the job, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would put angels around about them, that you would keep them, that you would watch over them, Lord Jesus, that your spirit would move and flow in their lives, that you would protect, oh God, as they go to work, Lord God. Lord, that you would allow no harm to happen to them, Lord Jesus, that you would protect their minds and their hearts, Lord God, as they go into this world to make a living, Lord God, that you would bless their finances, that you would bless their homes, that their homes would be their haven and their little castle, oh God, that when they come home, that it is a place of peace and of joy, that it is a place, oh God, that when they come home, they find you, they find your mercy and your goodness, that it wouldn't be a place of contention, oh God, but Lord, that you would bless the marriages of this church, that you would bring peace and joy into the homes of this church, oh God. Lord, I believe it and I claim it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood upon the homes of this church, oh God. I plead the blood upon this church. Lord, that you would bless our church, oh God. That you would bring revival to Moss Bluff. Lord, that our church, oh God, would move and flow in your spirit, Lord Jesus. That you would bind every devil, every demon, every spirit in hell that would come against our church, oh God. Lord, that this would be a safe place, oh God. That this would be a place that people can come and be delivered. That this would be a place, oh God, that people could come and that your spirit would move and flow. Lord, that miracles, signs, and wonders would happen in this place, oh God. Lord, that you would anoint us and use us for the glory of your kingdom. Lord, that when we leave this place, oh God, that there would be an anointing upon the lives of your people, that you would lead them and guide them, oh God. Lord, that you would give them confidence, boldness, and authority, that you would speak to them on their jobs, oh God. Lord, that they could be, that you could use them to minister. God, that when they pray, God, that you would use them, oh God. Lord, that their prayers, oh God, would reach heaven, that you would work miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God, from the prayers of the people of this church, Lord Jesus. Lord, that your will and your way would be done, that your power would move and flow, oh God, that you would empower your people, God, that you would lead them and guide them, Lord Jesus, that they could see themselves for the way that you see them, oh God. Lord, that they could see, God, how you want to use them for the glory of your kingdom, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. That your spirit would move and flow, God. Asatayan daralasi. Isatayan daralasi. Yoshoko yoralasi. Asatayan daralasi. Isatayan. I love you, Jesus. 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 I love you, God. I love you, God. Isatayandaralasi. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't ever discount just sitting in His presence. You don't have to have a word to say. It might be a song that you just hum or you sing, or It might even just be a little bit of a groan. Or don't ever discount just sitting in His presence and allowing His presence to sweep over you. His peace and His love just to move and flow in your life. Oh, I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm not saying anything. It's okay. Just let Him love you. Let Him talk to you. Let Him wrap His arms around you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. As I prayed tonight, you don't have to answer me, but as we just kind of move through different phases of our prayer, I started with just worshiping Him. And then I started my prayer. I prayed very vague tonight. But when I pray, when I'm praying, I pray very direct. I pray exactly what I'm thinking about, exactly what I'm talking about. I pray the names that I'm thinking about. I'm praying the names that I'm talking about. And so, but tonight, you know, I just worshiped for a minute. I moved in and asked God for forgiveness for a minute. I prayed for my family. I prayed about my life for a minute. I prayed about people's lives. I prayed about needs and covered that for a minute. And for me, when I started praying for this church, that's where I felt, that's where I was, that's where I needed to be, that's where I needed to stay at that moment in time. The other night I was praying, and all of a sudden God started giving me people to pray for in this church. Everything stopped at that moment, and for the next 20 minutes I laid on my face and I called out specific names because that's where God wanted me to be. That's what I needed to be doing at that moment in time. We talked, we prayed for others. We spoke in tongues for a minute. We just sat quietly for a minute. And I can see with tears, there are tears in people's eyes, that there are moments in time that God, it was like at that moment God came close to you. And it was different for different people in this room. It might have been when we were worshiping and telling Him how much we love Him and how good He's been to us. It might have been in forgiveness. There's no shame in that. There's days that I spend my entire prayer making sure, God, if there's something that Satan's trying to creep into my life, God, gut me, clean me. I don't care what you've got to do. Get it out of me. There's no shame in that. It might have been when we begin to pray about needs in your own life and you begin to call out situations that might be going on in your marriage or in your life. It might have been when we begin to pray for somebody else and you begin to pray for situations that you knew about. But there was a moment in time that it felt like, it might not have happened for all of you, but how many people have felt like there was a moment in that prayer that it seemed like there was something going on at that moment for you? Does that make sense? That there was a moment in time, and we were very vague tonight, we were just vague, but that there was a moment in time that it was like, okay, I felt like this was important. I felt like this was something. I felt like that this was... When you feel that in your prayer, don't worry about anything else. Your prayer is over. You just stay right there. Well, I've still got 15 minutes worth of stuff to pray about. Who cares? My goal is to find Jesus and to stay with Him. My goal is to know Him, and the only way that I can know Him is by getting into His presence and staying there. So don't worry about all the other stuff that you need to talk to Him about. You can mention that on the way to your car. You can mention that throughout your day on your job. You find where God is, and you maximize that time that you've got. Nobody in this room has all the time in the world to pray. You've got 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, an hour there. Whatever your time is, you've got to maximize that time. Not just mail it in, not just a little text or maybe, God, I want to get into your presence. I want to find you, and I want to maximize the time that I have to be in your presence. And as you make it a point to find Him, not pray your perfect prayer, but find Him. I've prayed 15 minutes and gotten up and been in His presence for that 15 minutes. Whew, I feel like I'm ready to conquer the world. I've prayed an entire hour and gotten up and wondered if I could get out the back door. I'm not saying it's taken away from your prayer time. I'm talking about maximizing the time that you have to pray. Finding Him and staying with Him.
If God's dealing with you about praying for somebody else, don't worry about all your needs. Pray for that need and let God use you. If you don't ever make it past forgiveness, don't worry about everything else. Spend time getting right with Jesus. If you start worshiping Him and all of a sudden that's where it's at, and you just spend the next 30 minutes, 45 minutes telling Him how much you love Him, just sit there and tell Him how much you love Him, because that's where He is and that's where you need to be. Does that make sense? I'm not talking crazy talk. I'm not trying to make a new doctrine. I'm not trying. This helped me. That's all. I'm just telling you what helped me. If you've got your own way that works better for you, you keep praying that way. I'm happy for you. That is awesome. But this helped me because I was tired of praying prayers that I didn't feel like barely made it through the roof. But I wanted to go in deep places with Him. When we pray as a group, I try to keep it contained. You might think I'm annoying sometimes and I'm a little loud. You better don't show up on a Saturday night at 12 o'clock at night around here, because I will be very annoying. Because there's something about it, when I get into His presence, I just want to be close to Him. I don't care if I act a fool. I don't care if I roll on the floor. I don't care if I dance like an idiot. I don't care if I scream to the top of my lungs. I don't care if I talk in tongues, and I've never heard that tongue before in my life, because it doesn't matter. I'm trying to be as sincere as I can be, and I want to be in His presence. I don't want to be close to Him. And there's something about being hungry and just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing to try to get closer to Him. There's something about prayer that, and just when I begin to quit worrying about my prayer and worrying about finding Him, I've been able to go to depths of prayer that I've never been able to go to before in my life. I've experienced Him in ways that I've never experienced Him in my life. But it wasn't about my prayer anymore. It was about finding where He was and staying there. Not just hitting that spot and being like, oh, that feels good, and moving on to my next subject. No, my prayer's over. This is where I'm staying until God releases me. And there's been times I've spent 20 minutes in that spot, and then it's like God moved on, and I move on to the next subject, and I finish my prayer. But I try to make sure that every time that, and it doesn't happen every time. I'm not saying it, but more times than not, most times, I make sure that I find where God is and I stay there. I might have a message to preach on Sunday morning and He hadn't spoke to me one lick. And I'm in here, hey, God, you got to speak to me. You got to give me a word. I'm going to get up before your people tomorrow. And I've got to help somebody. You've got to, and God start dealing with me about a totally different subject that has nothing to do with my sermon the next day. Guess what? My prayer over my sermon's over. Because I got to go find Him and I got to spend time with Him. If I spend time with Him, He'll give me a word. He'll let me know. I got to find Him and stay with Him. If you'll focus on finding Him and staying with Him, it will change your life. It'll change your relationship with Him. It'll change the way you worship. It'll change when you come to church. You don't have to wade through the songs and all of the junk. It becomes something that you're sensitive to Him. And, oh, you're over here? Ah, here you are. Lord Jesus, we don't want to just be a gathering of people, but we want to be a church upon which You can build something awesome. We don't want to just be a gathering of people, oh God, but we want to be people for Your name's sake that know You. People that have a relationship with You. People that on our job, that people would come to the people in this church and say, I've got a need. I might be Catholic, but I know that You know how to pray. I know that You know God, and if You'll pray for my need, that He'll do something. God, that You'll use the people in this church, oh God, to touch Your throne. That people in this church will become sensitive to You like never before, God. That they can step into Your throne room. That it doesn't take 30 or 45 minutes of wading through all of the junk, but God, that we can step into Your throne room and we can touch You, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we can be used of
of you, that we can be sensitive to your spirit, that you can stir up the gifts that are in this church, oh God, that your anointing can move and flow, and that you can use your people, oh God, and that you can be close to us, and that you can trust us, that you can walk with us, and that you can talk with us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't worry about what all you've got to pray about. God, where are you at today? I just want to find you, and I want to spend time with you. And I want to be in your presence. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense tonight. I'm not trying to complicate it. I'm just saying, you know what? My prayer is out the window. I got a lot of stuff to pray about. You know what you have to pray about. You know what you need to do. Let's just find him. And if you can't think of anything to pray about, do what we did tonight. Worship him for a minute. Ask him for forgiveness for a little while. Pray for all the needs in your life for a minute. Pray for everybody else's needs for a minute. Pray, just talk in tongues for a little while. Just sit and enjoy his presence. Just sing a song. And before you know it, you've already prayed 30 minutes and you're like, a new convert came to me and said, I don't know how to pray. I said, meet me in the prayer room tomorrow morning. I sat down with him. I said, these are the things we're going to pray about, all right? We're going to pray about them for 5 minutes each. Can you think you can do that? Yeah, I can do that. All right, we knelt down, we prayed. 45 minutes later, he got up, tears in his eyes. I said, what happened? He says, I don't know, but it's 45 minutes later. Never hardly prayed a day in his life, but just started, all right, we'll pray about this, and we'll pray about that, and we'll work our way through it. And all of a sudden, we'd gone 45 minutes. We're talking about a baby that had hardly ever prayed a day in his life. 45 minutes later, weeping and crying, touched God, spoke in tongues. God did some awesome things in his life. Just start working through it, and you'll find God. And it might not happen every single day, but hey, it'll happen more days than it won't if you're sincere about it and you really want to find him. Amen, amen. I'm running late. I got to be over at the Salt and pray for them. I love you. We're going to be praying in here tomorrow night from 7 to 8 o'clock, and we're going to have a move of God tomorrow night. Thank you all so much for being here. Find Jesus in your life. Find Jesus tomorrow for your life. What is it that you want to talk about, God? Where is it that you want me to be? What is it that you want me to pray about today, Jesus? I'm not worried about my list, God. I want to be where you want me to be, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I love you. You're dismissed tonight.